Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Crown of the Gods, and I have the team working on the game. How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Hi.
Good. So why don't you introduce yourselves and let us know what you do for the game. So, Gordy, you could go first.
Okay. I'm Gordon. I'm the founder, and I'm the back-end developer of the game, so I've done all the logic and coding in the back-end section.
And I'm Lisa Bergen. I'm the co-founder and front-end developer of the game, so I've done all the user interface and everything, all the making everything look pretty.
Well, good. That's a very important part. We want things to look pretty, right?
Definitely.
So you guys have this Kickstarter, and I just wanted to say, I mean, you have it on the front page. So you guys were funded 100% within 17 minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct, yes. Very proud.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, well, tell us a little bit about the game and why it was so successful within 17 minutes.
Well, the game is... go ahead, Lisa.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. We're actually filling in a niche that is changing the market. Most browser games are completely pay to win, so there's no cap on spending. Any amount that people want to spend, they can come in and spend and get an extreme advantage in the game. So our game is opposite from that. We're focused more on strategy and preventing people from paying too much, which is not a good revenue model, but it'll make for a more interesting game.
No, definitely. Like, I personally don't have the money to spend on pay-to-win games, and so I'm always not winning. So
exactly,
I can appreciate...
Most people don't, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I can appreciate a game that would allow me to be, you know, on the same level as everybody else.
And it's a more satisfying win when you know that you've won something because you're better at it than if you've paid for it.
Exactly. It comes down more to skill and how do you strategize rather than just saying, hey, I paid enough money to have this really awesome thing and that's why I'm going to win.
Right.
So what is essentially the game about? Tell us a little bit about what it is, the game.
Well, it's a building game, basically. So you start off with one city, and you start building it, and you eventually found more cities. The object of the game is to join an alliance, and your whole alliance is kind of building cities together. You need to build citadels, basically. It's a kind of a complicated sort of building goal that you need to kind of achieve to win the game. And other alliances are kind of trying to thwart you as you do this, and you're trying to stop them. So it's kind of, you know, there's a lot of strategy involved and kind of politics and things. But
awesome.
it's a building game.
Well, those are really popular. Was there any other games or things that kind of gave you inspiration for going in that type of direction?
Oh, so many games. We tried so many.
We definitely searched for a lot of different games, and every one of them was missing something. You know, they didn't have an end game, or, you know, you could spend as much money as you wanted and buy troops and win the game in a day. So we kind of took inspiration from all over the place.
Good. And what platforms are you guys shooting to have this come out on?
Well, we're doing a browser initially, and then we're going to develop a mobile app. And, you know, maybe down the road we make a PC client for the game and put it on Steam, something like that.
Yeah, good. I mean, you guys are having great success with the Kickstarter already. I mean, you've already reached your first stretch goal, and with the way that it's going, you'd probably reach some more after that as well.
Yeah, I think we've reached our first stretch goal in under 24 hours. I think it was 16 hours. So
that's awesome. So fully funded, 17 minutes, and reached your first stretch goal in less than a day.
Right.
It's pretty amazing. Well, and that's gotta feel good for you guys. I mean, you say, hey, I have this good idea, then you put it out there, and all of a sudden it's fully funded in 17 minutes. You have this great response to it. I imagine you guys are kind of on a high right now.
Well,
we're
still working very hard too. So it's not like everything stopped with the money.
Yeah, Exactly. And it just allows you to do more the more that you get, right? Just makes the game that much better.
Absolutely.
So what are some of your future plans with stretch goals that you guys have? What should people look forward to if it gets more funded?
Let me think. So the first stretch goal that we've already gotten was for, Gordy, what was the first stretch goal for?
Okay, so our stretch goals were for $10,000, we were going to hire more artists. The first goal was to hire like one artist to come in and redo all of the game graphics. So with $10,000, we're able to hire three or four artists to come in and do the different aspects of the game, so they can simultaneously get art out better,
yeah,
and faster, because art is the big missing piece of what we need. I made most of the art myself, and I'm not an artist, so they're very much development graphics.
There you go.
Our next stretch goal is to increase the server sizes faster, so that way we can facilitate more people playing at a faster rate. So if we hit that goal, that means that we can come out with, you know, our third beta being three or four servers instead of one or two. You know, because it does take a lot of server space to have, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people connected simultaneously.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of computing power there.
Yes, it does. We also want to create the mobile app, which we budgeted as our third stretch goal. So if we get that money, then we can go ahead and hire somebody to do the mobile app, instead of us doing it ourselves, which would also get it out there faster.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one was to hire a big-time marketing firm to go out and get us lots of players. Because the more players that are in the game, the more fun the game will be for everyone else.
Definitely. Yeah, well, and marketing's a very important thing, just to be able to create that community. And then through that community, a lot of great things happen just from word of mouth. And so having that marketing plan is, you know, it's an important thing.
It's what makes these games stay alive, is, you know, you have to get new people in the door all the time to make the game bigger and better.
Definitely. And, you know, and I'm all for marketing because that's my job. So I can appreciate that you can appreciate what we marketers do. So, no, it is an important thing to create that awareness and that brand and that community, essentially.
Yeah, so in particular in a game where kind of alliances are so important, you certainly need the player base there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you have to be able to create that alliance, that guild or clan, whatever people want to call it.
You need some teammates. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Can't be a team of one unless you don't want to succeed very well, right?
Exactly. But I think our message is so good that if we had good marketing out there pushing the message of no pay to win, it would really kind of push the other developers out there to stop making microtransaction games.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Seeing the great success of this, maybe it'll open and pave the way for similar games where it's like, oh, well, people obviously don't want to do the pay to win. They just want a good game based on just experience and skill, and then go from there. I can see things happening.
That's the plan.
So with the game already being fully funded, we know that the game is coming. When do you guys hope to have this game out to the public?
Well, we hope to have the first closed beta immediately after the Kickstarter finishes. So that's in a little bit less than a month.
Yeah, so you guys finish on January 10th, it looks like.
Yeah, and so shortly after that.
Yeah, so it'll be a Christmas present after Christmas for yourselves.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yes. Okay, great. And after the beta, when do you hope to have the final product out?
I think we're kind of estimating for springtime 2015. We haven't got an exact date on it yet, but as soon as the beta servers finish up.
Yeah, definitely need that information from and all that feedback from the beta. So
yes,
give or take a few months after the beta is done. So I can understand that totally. So that's awesome. Well, where can people find out more about the game and maybe more about your guys' company?
Well, we have our website, which is crownofthegods.com, and then we have our Facebook page as well, which is Facebook.com/crownofthegods, and a Twitter as well. So we're on most social medias, actually, I think, just as Crown of the Gods. So.
Well, that worked out nicely that you're able to get it everywhere.
Yes.
And we do have a live chat on our website that people can come and participate in and start interacting with the other players now so they can start forming their alliances for when the betas come.
Awesome. And definitely everyone should go check out your Kickstarter. So that you guys, everybody, you have until January 10th. Obviously, this is something that everyone loves and that you should definitely go check out yourself. So you could type in Crown of Gods on Kickstarter and be able to go back this awesome game and pave the way for a new type of game to come out for the masses. So I would encourage everyone to go do that. So, Lisa, Gordon, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.
Yeah. So, good luck in the future, and I look forward to seeing more things from you guys.
All right.
Thank you.